Patou Burns sees striking similarities between Pope John Paul II and another pope from the 20th century.
The only person with whom he could be compared in the last century would be John the 23rd. As a person who has made his own personality, his own spiritual life, his own religiosity available to a lot of people.
Burns points out that John Paul II was blessed with a strong constitution and vibrant personality that made him a very visible presence around the world. Burns also remembers that even Ronald Reagan once asked for the Pope's help.
About 20 years ago, the American bishops were working on a letter on nuclear disarmament and the morality of nuclear war. And there was this wonderful reversal of roles where Ronald Reagan attempted to get the Pope to intervene to get the U.S. bishops to tone down their opposition to the use of nuclear weapons. 20 years before that, everyone was concerned that the Bishop of Rome would be telling the American president what to do.
Burns says the liberation of Central Europe first brought the Vatican closer to the American government, but Pope John Paul II remained firm in his opposition to some American policy.
He has had a lot of questions to raise and points to make about the spread of global capitalism. And this is probably the most important place in which his agenda and that of United States foreign policy clash.
Patou Burns is the Edward A. Malloy Professor of Catholic Studies at Vanderbilt. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.